Today, Republican leaders in the state legislature have produced a plan intended to get a handle on the state's COVID infections. This is timely for two reasons. First of all, Western Michigan and the UP are experiencing a disturbing rise in COVID cases. Second, this is the first major policy move since the state Supreme Court advised that Governor Whitmer does not have the authority to make public health decisions via emergency executive order. While the state health authority has restored some rules, this bill from the Republican leadership is to some extent the legislature's response. Jonathan Osting covered the announcement today for Bridge Michigan, and he joins us. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So tell us what's in the plan.
Yeah, so essentially this is a local county-level opt-out plan proposed today by House Republicans specifically. It would allow counties to waive, to decide to waive, to choose to waive if they want to, certain statewide health regulations. So, you know, things like mask mandates, business rules, crowd size limitations. Counties could waive those regulations if they meet specific metrics. So if it appears the virus spread is low in that community, so they counties would also have to prove that they have hospitalization capacity, PPE supplies, and testing capacity. So if they meet all of those criteria, then a county health official could decide to relax some or even all of those statewide regulations.
So perhaps I spoke wrong. Maybe it's less a response to the disease and more a response to the response to the disease, putting authority in the county's hands.
Yeah, this is an idea that House Republicans have talked about for a long time. They've often, you know, said they wanted to see more local control on the response to the pandemic. The governor, of course, in her, economic restart plan had identified 8 different regions of the state. But within those regions, of course, there are variations. And I think House members, of course, know those variations well because their districts are smaller. You know, they represent usually a handful of communities or maybe one or two counties. But this is the first time we've seen it written up in a firm plan. And certainly it is a response to the way the governor has continued to handle the pandemic, or her administration anyways, even after that Supreme Court ruling.
Jonathan, looking at the metrics that this plan provides, how many counties do you think this might apply to right now?
Probably not many. So one of the thresholds established here is that the number of average daily confirmed cases is below 55 cases per million over a 14-day period. By our calculations, only 13 counties, all in northern Michigan and the UP, currently meet that threshold. But then another 4 of those counties don't meet a separate threshold, which requires testing capacity to test at least 15 people per 10,000 residents. At least 4 of those counties, anyways, aren't meeting that level right now. So, you know, they're not easy metrics to meet. It wouldn't suddenly result in a rush of counties removing regulations. And even if counties do meet these thresholds, they'd have to decide to relax regulations. It wouldn't be automatic. So I wouldn't expect a huge change immediately, even if this plan were enacted.
Jonathan, I know you got to go, but real quickly, I noticed this was published as a, quote, data-driven plan. What's the difference between that and the, quote, unquote, science-based plans that the governor has been using?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the governor in her economic restart plan did have sort of similar thresholds that she would use to reopen the state. But in some cases, she's waffled on that a bit. She's made decisions that didn't line up exactly with that plan. So House Republicans say, you know, their plan has these very concrete metrics and that, you know, each one would have to be met for the local health department to even have the option. They're saying, you know, that they think that's going to be a more transparent process and one that, in their words, they said would hopefully remove politics in some part from the equation.
Jonathan Osting reports for Bridge Michigan. Jonathan, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for having me.